Each month, HPBA sends out Hot News, our electronic newsletter, via email. It includes updates on our activities, member news, highlights of upcoming events, and much more. While we hope that everyone reads it, sometimes you just don't have time. So welcome to Hot News Review. I'm joined by Lena Williams, HPBA's communications coordinator, to talk about this month's issue of Hot News and review the highlights. Welcome to the August edition of Hot News Review. This is Emily McGee, Director of Communications, and I'm here with Lena Williams, who is our communications coordinator. This month in Hot News, we were talking about, so we had some updates for you all. The biggest one is that we have moved. HPBA has a new home in Northern Virginia, and the local staff got to check it out and take a tour at the end of July. The space is smaller than before, but that reflects our new policies supporting virtual work. The new office is still located in Arlington, Virginia. It has lots of nearby hotels, plenty of meeting space, and it is just a short ride to the airport. So last year, our landlord notified us that our lease would be terminated early because the building was scheduled to be torn down. They are planning to build luxury condos in that space. If you had ever visited that location, you can see why. It had great views of Washington, D.C. and the Potomac River. This was actually a blessing, as it got us out of a very large monthly rent bill for space that we weren't using. Moving forward, our new space offers better amenities and will cost half as much. As always, we encourage our members to stop by for a visit if they are in the D.C. area, but you should probably call first to make sure someone is here. Lena, what else is going on?
Yep. So the latest HPBA podcast is now available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Do you have questions about Expo? Listen to HPBA's latest podcast featuring Kelly Vandermark, HPBA's Vice President of Expo and Events. We had reached out to everyone who attends Expo as well as those who don't and asked them some questions. What have you always wanted to know? Kelly answered them during a candid discussion in this episode. Speaking of Expo, 2023 seems like it's far away, but the HPBA staff are hard at work to get it ready. Don't forget that registration opens in September. You can already sign up for a hotel room in Louisville. Act quickly because those blocks will fill up. Also, are you thinking about exhibiting? Don't wait to reach out to our team to pick your space. For more info about that or to book your hotel room, go to www.hbaexpo.com.
Well, if you need more incentive to join us in Louisville in March of 2023, Expo Education is now free for all attendees, and the classrooms are on the exhibit hall floor. You can visit an exhibitor, take a class, get a bite to eat, see more exhibitors. It's all in one convenient location. And if you want to exhibit, by the way, all of these education attendees will be on the floor for the whole day. HPBA Expo 2023 will be March 11th through the 13th in Louisville, the land of bourbon, horse racing, and baseball bats, and so much more. We hope we see you there. In other news, the National Fireplace Institute is developing a kit to help you and your employees promote their NFI certification. It should roll out by the end of August. Look for emails about that. This kit will include social media ideas, graphics, ready-to-print tent cards and posters. This will be a great way to set yourself apart from your competitors and promote their NFI status. You worked hard to get it. Now share it with your customers. We have late-breaking government affairs news. It didn't even make it into Hot News last week, but we'll share it here. The Senate has passed the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, and that includes an extension of the solid fuel tax credit. Passage in the House is, well, pretty much a guarantee. I think the president will probably sign it shortly after that. This bill includes a host of energy tax credits for wind, electric vehicles, heat pumps, and wood heaters that meet the efficiency target. The credit details have changed and may change again as it goes through the House. We will have much more information about this in the coming weeks as the bill advances further. It is important to note, however, that the current credit still extends until the end of 2023, but that the credit can only be taken in the year that the qualifying wood heater is installed.
In July, HPBA responded to two Department of Energy requests for information that could be the beginning of efforts to set efficiency standards for a host of new gas products, most of which are manufactured by our members. DOE appears to be attempting to combine into one category a number of products that bear little resemblance to one another, such as gas logs, outdoor fire pits, and radiant gas. HPBA filed comments objecting to this overreach. We pointed out that these products are not covered by the underlying legislation mandating appliance efficiency standards. The gas section will review the entire process and their options at a meeting in Denver in August. Even if the DOE decided to attempt regulation of these products, this is the start of a new lengthy process, which could take several years. You can count on HPEA to keep you updated.
Last year, the Underwriters Laboratories formed two task groups to create new standards to address the issue of solid fuel inserts into masonry and factory-built fireplaces. This is another one of those somewhat technical things, so bear with us as we explain it a little. Solid fuel inserts are currently listed under the UL 1482, even though the standard is specifically meant for freestanding room heaters, not inserts. The only reason that inserts have been listed under that standard is that there's no dedicated standards for inserts yet. The UL task groups have been meeting regularly to develop two new standards for solid fuel inserts, one for masonry fireplaces and one for factory-built fireplaces. Content development for both standards is progressing well, and the masonry fireplace insert standards is anticipated to be ready for public review and comment by the beginning of 2023. The factory-built fireplace insert standard will take longer due to the complexities of that type of installation, but it may be ready by the end of 2023. Like everything else, we will keep you all updated as things progress. Electrification efforts are not going away, even with most state legislatures out of session. One such effort is in Montgomery County, Maryland. The county council met on July 26 to hear from the public about the proposed ordinance that would, if enacted, ban gas from being installed in new construction starting in 2024. Proponents and opponents of the measure took turns giving testimony about the bill for nearly an hour. Mid-Atlantic HPBA and its members sent over 20 letters to each councilperson explaining why the proposed bill was bad for Montgomery County. After the council meeting, no vote was taken. The council is now in recess until Labor Day, and an official vote on the bill will not be taken until early fall.
And lastly, we've got some upcoming section meetings. For the first time in almost 3 years, HPEA's hearth manufacturer sections are going to meet in person. Those meetings are happening late in August in Aurora, Colorado. If you're in one of those sections and haven't heard about it, reach out to John Crouch for more information. We are very excited to see people in person. With that, we'll wrap up the August issue in Hot News of Hot News Review. As always, we hope that you can read the newsletter when we send it out, but if you can only listen, we hope this is helpful. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. As the Trade Association for the Barbecue and Hearth Industries, we want to provide updates on the topics that affect us all. For more information, visit us at hpba.org and follow us on our social media channels. Be on the lookout for our next episode coming soon.